The biggest change for feds familiar with the grad school USDA is that it's going to shed those last four initials, USDA, and will be spun off from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no later than the end of September or the end of the fiscal year, according to grad school chief of staff Jim Husk.
We've been moving towards this over the last several years. As we've come through, we got accreditation with the Council on Occupational Education as an accredited organization now that serves the government with training and educational services. So we've been moving that route, and in the 2007-2008 Farm Bill legislation, a provision was put in the legislation that basically says the Department of Agriculture can no longer have a NAFI that provides training. So that was an opportunity for us to move out from the federal government, and since that time, we've worked with our board to try to find the right vehicle for the organization to ensure that the mission carries on. To continue our vision to serve government and the local community and bring good educational services to the general public. And this provided that opportunity. We were incorporated in February as a 501c3 private not-for-profit organization, and we're terribly excited about the opportunities we feel we have. We can continue to serve the general public, and we can continue our mission, which is to make government more efficient and effective and to promote lifelong learning. And this allows us to do that. All of our employees are going to continue. Our faculty also continues. This in no way affects our ability to serve our clients. They're going to receive the great level of service and products and services that they've already seen. There'll be no change in that, and there's no change in how our clients and customers, federal, state and local, et cetera, can procure our services. They can procure them in just the same ways as they did before. So we're very excited about this.
Husk says their brand is changing. It's now going to be called the GS Graduate School. And as he noted, it's going to become a 501c3 not-for-profit. But the fun part comes in trying to explain their previous status as a non-appropriated funded federal entity, meaning, contrary to popular belief, they received no federal appropriations from Congress.
We've operated since 1921 as an organization that is a federal entity, not a federal agency. We've been a non-appropriated fund instrumentality, and what that means is that we receive basically no appropriation from the federal government. So we've operated as a private not-for-profit, which we are in a sense. This just justifies that as we move over, and we receive really no special benefit. We have no federal employees. We receive no appropriation. We pay for all of our rent wherever we are, even when we were in federal buildings, which we're currently out of. We paid rent for that. So how we operated was as a not-for-profit serving government, but it was under the auspices of a NAFI, which we now aren't.
Husk says they moved their last offices out of USDA headquarters in January when the Secretary of Agriculture signed off on a memorandum finalizing the spinoff. And one of the first places where feds will get to see the GS Graduate School's new look will be at the Washington Convention Center for FOSSE this week, according to Al Tyree, the grad school's director of communications.
First and foremost, they're going to see us because we've probably got the best space on the exhibit floor right in the main entrance, so you won't be able to miss us. But we've expanded our presence at FOSSE this year. Of course, we'll have our standard exhibit, but there are a number of sessions and presentations that we'll be delivering as part of the program. We also serve as FOSSE's educational partner, and we're really excited about that because I think that speaks to how we're viewed within that community. So we've had a hand assisting them with their programming. For the graduate school, I really encourage folks to come and look at our GS Connect, our web-based distance learning platform. We'll be featuring that at our booth. We'll be having some live demos. Really exciting. Courses that are delivered via GS Connect are interactive, really a virtual classroom. They give you that classroom experience. So we're going to feature that and showcase that throughout the 3 days.
As for the future, Husk says he's already looking forward to a new role for the GS Graduate School.
In June, the American Society of Training and Development is doing their national conference right here in D.C., and they've asked the graduate school as they try to reach out to feds in the area and help them provide education and the kind of services that feds need to help with their training and their development. They've reached out to the graduate school and have asked us to put together the government track for them. And we'll be helping with that. We're in the process of putting that together. So we are looking forward to seeing not only people at FOSSE, but at the American Society ASTD's National Conference as well.
One other note, Husk says that with their accreditation last year by the Council of Occupational Education, the GS Graduate School now qualifies as an institute of higher education. And with that, he says, will come a change in the school's website. What had been grad.usda.gov will now become thegraduateschool.edu. In Southwest Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.